Area authorities have gathered more details regarding the body that was recovered recently from the Missouri River. The original news release from Saline County Sheriff Cindy Mullen said deputies were dispatched to the Missouri River near 310th Road north of Malta Bend around 1:45 p.m. to the report of a body in the water on Sunday, March 24th. The body of a male subject was recovered by the Missouri State Water Patrol. The Malta Bend Fire Department and Missouri State Highway Patrol assisted at the scene. Saline County Coroner Willie Harlow also responded to the incident and has since then performed an autopsy. According to a news release earlier today, the autopsy determined the body was that of a white male who was approximately 30 to 40 years of age. Although the body was found in an advanced state of decomposition, the autopsy found no obvious signs of foul play. Missouri State Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control and the Saline County Sheriff's Office are continuing to follow up on leads in an attempt to identify the subject. KMMO News will update the story as more information becomes available. A Slater man has been charged with felonies for allegedly assaulting a victim and causing damage to a building with a vehicle earlier this week in Saline County. A probable cause statement says Slater police officers responded to a report of a disturbance at a residence on Emerson Street on Monday. Officers spoke with a female victim who stated that an incident occurred with 36-year-old Marcus Hockaday. The victim stated Hockaday was trespassing due to a letter sent from the property manager. Victim added after numerous attempts to get Hockaday to leave, the victim tried to leave in her vehicle, but Hockaday intervened, which led to a physical altercation. Hockaday reportedly got in the driver's seat and struck a large metal dumpster multiple times with the vehicle, which caused damage to the vehicle and the residents. Officers noticed the victim reportedly sustained scratches on her chest and back areas, as well as noticed bricks on the exterior wall of the residence were moved in, which also caused damage to the interior walls. Reportedly, two juveniles were inside the residence at the time of the incident. Online court documents say Hockaday has been charged with two Class E felonies for first-degree property damage and domestic assault in the fourth degree, third or subsequent offense. He also was charged with misdemeanors for child endangerment and trespassing. Bond was set at $15,000 cash only. He was scheduled to be arraigned earlier today at the Saline County Circuit Court. No other information is available at this time. And flooding has closed a stretch of highway in the KMMO listening area. At 2:30 this afternoon, a spokesperson at MoDOT confirmed that all lanes of U.S. Highway 65 from Waverly to Carrollton are now closed. Other closures, according to MoDOT's traveler information map, include in Carroll County, Highway 10 between Carrollton and Norburn remains closed, and Lafayette County, Missouri Highway 224 is still closed at several locations between Lexington and Wellington. Also in Cooper County, Highway 87, just north of I-70, is also closed. For more information about road closures, call MoDOT at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT or visit their website, MoDOT.org. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Massive Christian burial for 80-year-old Martha Louise McKee of Boonville and formerly of Sedalia, who died yesterday, will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Sedalia. Burial will follow at Calvary Cemetery. Prayers of the Rosary will begin at 4:30 with visitation to follow from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Funeral services for 94-year-old Charles Huxell of rural Alma, who died Monday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at Bethel United Church of Christ, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at Higginsville City Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 70-year-old James Walter Barfreedy, who died March 16th, will be held at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday at King of Kings Lutheran Church in Kansas City, where visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to noon. Burial will follow at 3:15 p.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery near Alma. Terrace Park Funeral Home in Kansas City is in charge of arrangements. Memorial services for 87-year-old Wanda Cunningham of Marshall, who died Tuesday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30. Interment will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.